Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Let me jump back into some text I read yesterday. In the 13th chapter of Romans, I read 8, 9, and 10. Verse 10, love does not work ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's an interesting verse. Love is the fulfilling of the law, yet Jesus in Matthew 5:17 said, think not that I've come to abolish the law, I've come to fulfill the law. So the only way that Jesus could fulfill the law was to fulfill it in love. Because Paul writes in Romans 13:10, love is the fulfillment of the law. My responsibility under the new covenant is not to love God, love people first. That's not my first responsibility. That's my response. My response is, he loves me. He loved me so much that he paid for my sins in the body of Christ. He loved me so much that he displayed his love through the finished work. He loved me so much that by displaying his love through the finished work and dying on the cross for my sins, he has fulfilled all the law so that I can receive his love. If I receive his love, I'll reciprocate or respond to that love. Let me say this. Based upon what Paul writes right here in Romans 13, 8, 9, and 10, the ninth verse lists five of the Ten Commandments, and Paul says, if there be any other commandment, it could be briefly comprehended in one saying, love your neighbor as yourself. He's saying no matter what commandment you pick from the law, if you'd love your neighbor as yourself, you'd keep the others. None of us want to commit adultery. We can't commit adultery if we love our neighbor as ourselves. We can't steal if we love our neighbor as ourselves. We can't kill if we love our neighbor as ourselves. Can you see this? As we get to where the love he has in us comes out in us, we're not going to go breaking all these laws because we love our neighbor as ourselves. If you loved your neighbor as yourself, you would be walking in the fulfillment of the law. Christ actually fulfilled the law by loving you. Receive the love he has for you. You're at the same time receiving the fulfillment of the law. That love will come out of you as a response. Now, how do I get this love? Well, I take you to the most basic verse of salvation and love in the whole Bible. And it's probably the most famous verse in the Bible. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How much did God love the world? Well, all the text really says is God so loved the world. Well, this I call the so love of God. How much does he love me? So much. I don't know how big that is. So the only way for me to be able to figure that out is to find the Bible's definition of how much God loves us. Now, that's John. John's the one writing that in John 3 and 16. Jesus is the one saying it, but John's the only gospel that records it. Same John, different day, different book. John writes a little letter called 1 John. We call it 1 John. Fourth chapter. Listen to the 11th verse. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. If God so loved us, we ought to so love one another. How can we love one another? Because we know God so loved us. We need to get a good definition of so. Because if we don't know how much God loved us, we're not going to know how to love each other. Maybe the sign should rather than say loving God, loving people, should say loved by God, loving people. Because if I know I'm loved by God, loving people is going to become easy. Let's try to define so. If God so loved us, we're in 1 John 4:11, then we ought also to love one another. The previous verse, sensibly, would be the verse that gives us the context of so. Listen to verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Here is the definition of love. Not that I love God, but that God loves me. He sent his son as the demonstration of our sins. Now, that's a definition of so love. Tomorrow, we're going to give you a little more complete scriptural definition of so love. If I can get you to know how so loved you are, then loving others will become a response to knowing how loved you are. We'll dig in a little deeper tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.